Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, December the 8th, 2013. I was looking at ancient aliens, and they were dealing with the Ark of the Covenant. And it was so interesting because I was studying the Ark of the Covenant, as you can tell, and they began to talk about the Ark of the Covenant as representing advanced science. Science, in my language, from the Most High. You say God, you say angel, you say spirit. In secular language, you say alien, because a spirit, an angel, God, goddess, these are entities that are alien to the physical world, the earthly world. We're talking about the same power and reality. So the Ark of the Covenant from the Most High, science in the universe, possibly a nuclear type energy device. And so they were talking about how the two angels, one was connected to the outside of the ark, was the positive charge. The angel connected to the inside of the ark had negative charge. And so this is science. This is atoms. This is protons, neutrons, and electrons. Let me see now. Let me see if I can remember this science. The protons are positive, the electrons are negative, and the neutrons are neutral. So the angel that was the positive charge can be said to represent the protons, and that can be said to represent the masculine power, and the angel connected to the inside of the ark having the negative charge, that would be electrons, and that would be the power of the feminine. So I am wondering if that angel that was the The positive charge, masculine, was positioned on the north side, left side, facing the east, and the angel connected to the inside of the ark carrying the negative charge should be positioned on our right, facing the east, south side. That's the feminine side. And then as these two charges united, you saw energy, power on the mercy seat. That energy, representing the energy that permeates the universe, that represents the cause behind all the energy forms. When you look at the word Yahweh, 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 Jehovah, the existing one, and then you look at the root word Hayah, which means to be, to cause, to come into existence, that invisible power that is the cause behind all energy forms and energizes every facet of the universe. So, the high priest, it is said by the ancient aliens program, is using these vestiges, these garments, not only for spiritual and allegorical and symbolical purposes. These vestiges were also used to shield and protect the vital organs of the high priest: heart, genital area, liver, so on and so forth. So this had a practical use as well. As the high priest approached the Ark of the Covenant, and this goes a great distance in explaining people experiencing death from mishandling the Ark. If it is a construct, if this construct is full of such powerful nuclear atomic type energy, you have to handle it with care. In Japan, are they not attempting to move nuclear energy poles, sticks, whatever this is called, in Japan? Remember that nuclear disaster that occurred because of, was it an earthquake and tsunami and so on? And so they are moving these nuclear sticks, nuclear poles. I can't say exactly what it is, but this nuclear energy has to be moved and placed somewhere else. So they have to treat this with care, or else they will lose their lives. And so the high priest has this garment, breastplate, 12 stones, the Urim and the Thummim. And these 12 stones would give off sound and light as the high priest approached this energy construct. And so we're looking at the science of energy. We're looking at the science of positive and negative. We're looking at the science of atoms and molecules and neutrons and protons and electrons, and how to manipulate the energy fields, energy forces in the universe that come from the Most High and are emplaced all over the universe for the purpose of giving life and prolonging our existence. See, the babies and the youth are going to have to go into the science of the universe and understand energy, understand spirit, soul, energy in the universe and in every human being. When you talk about discerning the spirit of someone, The Europeans called that witchcraft and augury and conjuring, and it's given a bad name. And so when we look at this type of power and see that this power can be used for wickedness or used for righteousness. Now, let me see if I can find something, sisters and brothers. This breastplate, having the 12 stones, representing every tribe of Israel, representing the 7 pole stars, and the movement of the sun through the 7 pole stars over a period of time of, I believe, 26,000 years or more, and also through the 12 zodiac signs. All of this is science, having attributes and characteristics attached to every pole star and every zodiac sign. All of these attributes and characteristics in the universe and within ourselves, connecting us to the universe, connecting us with the power of the Most High within ourselves. This breastplate of judgment, it is called. The word breastplate is a masculine noun, quotient, 2833. Breastplate, breastpiece, sacred pouch of the high priest designed to hold the Urim and the Thummim. And I'm going to pronounce that correctly as I go to those words in the African Hebrew language. So we're looking at this garment worn by the high priest. Every human being has the potential to be the high priest. All of us, when we are called to this mission to deliver the oppressed, we are functioning as a high priest, able to draw power and energy from the universe and manipulate, not for wickedness, but use or maneuver the energy of the universe so that we may understand how to deliver the oppressed from oppression and cause resurrection and life and birthing so that we may all live truth, justice, and righteousness. Now, this was the breastplate of judgment. And the word judgment is 4941. This word is a masculine noun. It means judgment, justice, seat of judgment, deciding a case, litigation. To execute judgment, time of judgment, justice, right, rectitude, attributes of God or man, decision in law, customs, measures. So what we are looking at, sisters and brothers, is a whole civilization that is based on truth, justice, and righteousness. This is rooted in Shaphat 8199. Govern, vindicate, punish, lawgiver, judge, governor, God or man, to rule, to govern, to judge, to discriminate, meaning discern. Theophonic advent of final judgment. So theophonic has to do with the power of the Most High in seen in every facet of the universe. See, the babies, the youth, must be prepared to be the judges and operate a judicial system that is the judicial system based on the governing of the universe by the Most High. We will construct the new Christ government of Islam on this earth that will be patterned after the very science of the Most High in governing every proton, neutron, electron, and atom in the universe that produces existing and living for all. See, this is some heavy, deep science. So, the Urim, the Urim, 224, Hebrew side. This is a masculine noun. This word is defined as lights. One of the stones kept in the pouch, in the breastplate of the high priest, used in determining God's decision in certain questions and issues. The Europeans would call this voodoo. The Europeans would call this magic. The Europeans would call this augury and sorcery, words that cause us to think negatively on such power. There are people in this earth who are righteous. There are experts in Africa right now who can use lights. And this word light is rooted in another word, 217, that has to do with flame and fire. And this word is rooted in another word that has to do with light and shine and bright and illuminated and light up and shine, sun, moon, stars, candle wood, light and the eyes and the laws which cause us to see spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, and light that shines in the face, because when truth comes to us, we light up like light. Our faces light up and we shine. And so this is the power of the Most High in creation, in sun, in moon, in stars, in light. The seven candlestick, seven-branched lampstand having to do with light. And so this light, the Urim and the Thummim, let me see if I can get to that. The Thummim, I hope I'm saying that correctly, 8550 Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, it is Thummim. This is a masculine noun. We're looking at the attributes of the masculine. This means perfection. This stone provided for means of achieving a sacred lot to judge the universe, to make a judgment concerning some portion of the universe, to use the various atoms and molecules and protons and neutrons to determine truth. See, we are to be perfected. This was used with the Urim to understand and reveal the will of God. Remember Atum. Remember Nun and Nornet. Remember Ha and Hahet. And remember Kuk, darkness, and Kaket, light. And remember Amun, hidden, and Amonet, revealed. So the Urim, or the Urim and the Thummim, and Thummim means perfection. We, the human being, are to be constantly perfected by interacting with every facet of the universe, every atom, every proton, every neutron, every electron, every molecule of the universe is here in the universe and within ourselves, within each other, that we may be perfected. We must, it says, the scripture and other places teach us to be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. When you say in heaven, that means study the science of the heavens. Study the science of the universe. Study the science of the sun, the moon, and the stars. The moon, the feasts were tied to the moon. And one of the words for moon is rooted in a word that has to do with renewing, renewal. Because we, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, are in need of renewal and being renewed into our power as Christ's in human flesh, so that we may liberate the human family from this system of death, hell, and destruction. Now, this, to me, is rooted in 8537. This word is tome, on the Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means integrity, completeness, fullness. Okay? So the universe represents the civilization that will complete every human being with integrity. Integrity having to do with truth. The truth of the universe will perfect us and complete us. As the system is opposite today, the system makes us imperfect, plays on all of our deficiencies, spiritual, mental, moral deficits, wanting people to take leadership positions that have spiritual, mental, moral problems, so that these can be manipulated into destroying the human family. You see, every president and every human being, we all have weaknesses. And so those in power don't want strong men and women. They want weak men and women that can be used, maneuvered, and manipulated into unrighteous doings, dealings, workings, so that they may be used to continue to perpetuate a system that is death, hell, and destruction. So no human being can be complete in this type of system. But the universe is teaching us the science that when we tap into the truth of every molecule of the universe, we are perfected and made complete. This is rooted in another word that means finished and complete. Complete, sum up, meaning to add, made whole, and to destroy uncleanness. The system makes us unclean. We need to be clean. And we're back to that laver or that bowl of water that teaches us that we must clean our spirit, soul, and mind and consciousness. Now, let me hit something else right quick if I can. The temple, the tabernacle, after a certain point, we see that a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. Now, I want you to, we're talking about molecules, protons, neutrons, electrons. We're talking about using light. We're talking about using facets of the universe so that we may understand the truth and understand the will and the wishes of the Most High. We have said that the Europeans call this magic. Excuse me. To be able to use fire and light and sun and moon and stars. To be able to use portions of the universe and look into the universe, look into portions of the universe and understand which way to go. When the Urim came out, you went one way. When the Tumim came out of the garment of the priest, you went in another direction. When the various lights and sound happened, you did certain things. You understood certain things about the will of the Most High. This whole construct, Europeans would call this voodoo. They would call this sorcery, magic, conjuring. Now watch this, sisters and brothers. The cloud the cloud came into the temple. This cloud, Anan, is masculine. 6051, cloud, cloud mass, theophonic cloud. This word theophonic is causing us to understand that we can see God, goddess, angel, spirit, truth, righteousness in the cloud. We can see the cloud, use the cloud to be able to understand what to do, how to do. In other places, it talks about not doing this, but this is telling us not to do this for the wicked, not to do this for the other gods. The word other has to do with behind, stopping blessings, being made to go behind and blessings stopped, justice delayed, deferred, denied. But the righteous gods and goddesses, Elohim, are with the Most High. And we are blessed from being with the spirits, with the Elohim gods and goddesses that are yet with Yahweh, that means existing and living. So when we see men and women moving in the direction of existing and living, we follow those gods and goddesses. When we are in tune with every facet of the universe for righteousness, we see that every facet of the universe is teaching and speaking to us, leading us into the way of righteousness, leading us into the way of justice, leading us into the way of existing and living. Now, this cloud is rooted in another word, is Anan 6049, and watch this now, to make appear, to produce, to bring clouds. Watch this, to practice soothsaying, to conjure, to observe times, to practice soothsaying, spiritism, magic, augury, witchcraft, enchanter, sorceress, diviner, fortune teller, barbarian, mio ninim. Now there are scriptures that say don't practice this, but here we see that this practice is right there in the temple, because this represents every facet of the universe now being used for righteousness. Some of the scriptures that say not to practice these type of practices. Let me see now. Is it Deuteronomy 18, 9 through 14, 1 Samuel 6 and 2, Isaiah 19 and 3, Ezekiel 21 and 21, Daniel 2 and 2. It says, ye shall not practice augury or witchcraft, Leviticus 19 and 26. Do not turn to mediums or wizards. Do not seek them out to be defiled by them, Leviticus 19 and 3. So these scriptures are examples of this power being used for wickedness. But when this universe is used for righteousness, although the definition comes out to soothsaying, conjuring, spiritism, magic, this power is now being used for truth, justice, and righteousness. All we have is this universe to use. We have nothing else. So we use this universe for either wickedness or for righteousness. Let's take this last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.